Can you believe the nerve on that girl? Yes, I'm talking about the cashier. Stupid Sarah. The way she was looking at you up and down with her pervy little eyes while she scanned your items. Well, you're obviously with your girlfriend, no less. I cannot believe how little shame she has. You're mine. You're obviously mine. You smell like my perfume, and you know at just the right angle you can see what I left on your neck. Oh, really? You think she was just being professional? Please. She was obviously flirting. I knew that girl from high school. She only does that stupid fucking laugh when she's making her sleazy little passes at someone. And besides, the way she just casually mentioned how she was single while making supposedly professional small talk, that is not a thing normal people do. I mean, I know I'm not exactly an authority on normal people things, since I stalked you for a bit before we got together, but you know I'm right. And she is single for a reason, you know? None of her exes could put up with her for long. I don't blame them, though. And she even mentioned her age, too. Like, what the fuck? That's not small talk. That's flirting with you. The love of my fucking life. I'm the only one who should say anything even remotely flirty to you. And by the way, she lied about her age, you know? Subtracted a few years. She's such a dirty liar. I'm honestly surprised she was even wearing the correct name tag. I can't believe her. I wonder if she locks her door. Hey, baby. Could you look at me? Look into my eyes. I need to be healed. That's the stuff. You have such beautiful eyes, sweetheart. I could look into them forever. They're the most beautiful things I've ever seen. Did you know that? Well, you must know it, since I'm prone to blowing up your phone with messages telling you how gorgeous they are. Can't blame me there. Well, okay, maybe you can, but don't. They really are so pretty, though. They're so pretty, I sort of wish you would wear shades outside. I get so jealous when anyone other than me looks at your eyes. It tears me apart that you show the most beautiful part of yourself to others for the entire world to see. You know, I mean, you're mine. You belong to me. I mean that respectfully, of course. But seriously, you really do belong to me, okay? I'm the only one who should be looking into your eyes. No one else. No other girl. Especially not that piece of trash, Sarah. I'm still so upset. I'm pretty sure that's her car parked it by the front. I mean, I could slash her tires, but not with all these cameras. I wonder if there are these many cameras by her house. Never mind. Baby, thank you for healing me. You know, looking into your eyes really does that. But still, I need you to heal me more. Could you be a good boy for me and hold my hand? There we go, baby. Shh, no, it's okay. Your hand doesn't feel sweaty to me. It feels just perfect to me. The hand of the most wonderful person in the world. My one and only sweetheart. Thank you so much. You're being so good to me, baby. You know just how to treat me right. You're so precious, you know that? That is why I have to keep you all to myself, sweetheart. I cannot leave you to other girls. Especially not to one like Sarah. They'll only hurt you. Hey. You love me, and not Sarah, right? She's a horrible girl and a horrible, horrible girlfriend. She's done nothing but complain about every lover she's ever had. She would complain about you too, even though she was always the problem. She complains they're cheap when she's a gold frickin' digger. She complains they're clingy when she's the one who's unreasonably distant. She even has the gal to call them superficial when she's the one who really fits the bill. But I know you're not any of those horrible things, sweetheart. You always treat me so right, baby. And I know to appreciate that. And that is why you love being mine. Right, sweetheart? Because I treat you right. Right back. Because you, of all people, know how much of a pleasure it is to be mine. My mark on your neck can attest to that. You will be the happiest staying as mine. So don't forget that, okay, baby? Be good. And don't forget it. Now, could you be a good boy for me and tell me that you love me and not Sarah? Thank you so much, baby. One more time, please. Oh, you are so good to me. You're the greatest. One more time, just one more time, I promise. Just give it to me one more time, baby. I just need to hear it one more time. You're so perfect. I don't know what I did to deserve having you. You're so precious. I don't want to ever let you out of my sight. I love you. I love everything about you, baby. I really do. Not like Sarah. Do you think that superficial girl would love everything about you like I do? She doesn't even know what love is. She could never compare to a love as deep and intense as the one I have for you. I freaking love everything about you. I love your laugh. I know you're a little insecure about it, but to me, it really is the cutest laugh in the entire world. How could it not be when it's yours? You know, I keep recordings of it on hand just so I can replay it. It's that good, and I love it so much that I get so jealous when anyone but me hears it. And I also love the face you make when you're sleeping. I used to always sneak in to see it, remember? You always look so cute and peaceful. It makes me want to protect your sleep no matter what. Like, I should just get up and completely murder anything that even remotely tries to disturb your sleep. I just have to protect you at all costs. To that extent. That's just how you make me feel, baby. And I love the way your hand feels in mine. When we're locking fingers like this, it makes me feel like you're truly mine. And you are truly mine, of course. But holding your hand like this really gives me that feeling. Like I've got you just where I want you. You're not gonna get away from me. Not while I have my very hand on you. Not that you'd want to get away. Because you were meant to be mine. What would you do without me? You'd be lost without me, baby. I always protect you. I always protect you from your loneliness. I protect you from your bad little thoughts. All those bad little thoughts that tell you you're not worth it. I make sure to always let you know that you are, don't I, baby? You are worth my love, my affection, my attention. I'll let you know with every part of myself. Whenever you feel lost, I hug you. And I tell you, it's okay to feel lost. I tell you, it's okay, baby, because I'm here. I'm here to guide you and support you. And sometimes, if you don't know what to think or do, you can always rely on me. And I will think for you and do what's best for you. You can trust me, baby, because I love you so much that my very life depends on you. That stupid Sarah would never do any of that for you. Because Sarah is just a sad, shallow little woman who can only think about herself and no one else. But I only think of you. I'm sorry. I know I'm coming back to Sarah a lot here. I know you already assured me that you love me and not her. I know I should really have just dropped it already. It's just that my relationship with you is the sweetest thing in the world, and she's trying to destroy that. She's trying to take the joy out of both of our lives. It makes me hate her so much. She deserves to be hated. It makes me think of what I could do to her, like what I could leave in her mailbox. Anything I do to her, she deserves worse, really. I hate it when girls try to take away what's mine. Why are they always trying to interfere? You're mine. You belong to me. I'm the one who takes care of you when you're sick. I'm the one who comforts you when you're stressed. I'm the one who keeps you company on lonely nights. I'm the only one who cares for you like this. That's what makes you mine. You're mine because it's the right thing for you. You're only mine. Isn't that right, baby? Tell me, who do you belong to? You only belong to me, right? Right. That's right. You belong to only me. Thanks for saying it, baby. Obviously, you're mine, but I just really like hearing you say it. Oh, you're so good to me, sweetheart. I should really reward you. When we get home, you can ask me for anything you want. I will give you whatever you ask for. No matter what, I won't say no. And I really mean anything. Ugh. I can't believe this girl. Look. She's staring at us from out the window. Way to kill the fucking mood. Can she mind her own damn business? She has no business looking at us. And she definitely has no business looking at you. Wait, I have an idea. Hey, baby, you know what would really get under Sarah's skin? Since she's watching us, how about a kiss? Hey, babe, maybe you want to do it in the car with me? Okay, move a little bit, move a little bit. Do you like it when I touch you right here? Yeah, you love it, don't you, baby? Oh, fuck. You want me to take off my skirt? Yeah, I don't have to take off my skirts. That is the good thing about skirts, baby. I just have to lift it up. You wanna put it in? Yeah. I'm putting it in right now. Okay, baby, I'm so good. Yeah, that feels so good, baby. Oh, you're so big. You're so big. You're so big. Yes, go faster. Go faster. Oh, good. I love it when we do it in public like this, baby. The feeling of getting caught. Yeah, you like that? Do you like it when I move like this? Yeah. Yeah, you love it? Oh, fuck yes. Oh, please don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop, baby. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't you dare fucking stop. Do this more often, baby. I love when we do it in the car. Yeah. Can we do something like this more often? Yeah. And maybe next time we do it in front of her. What? You know that I'm crazy, baby. And yet, you still love me.